This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. A bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors. Bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show. What up, should do better. Oh, my friend, I'm coming around. Flat to party up. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 55-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Are you with us tonight from New York? That's why they put me on at Night Mafia, because I like that rock and roll. I'm not enough of a purist with all that, like, hardcore, like, just play the hits, sports talk, Jimmy. There's just way too much gambling and drinking and rocking and leg. There's way too much leg in here. Getting a little bit of leg. I went to get a massage today, and I had all kinds of stuff happening in there. There was some action around the garage. I got out of there just in the nick of time before I lost my family. I had that lat tear. I had to have that worked out today, Mafia, for 90 minutes.
Did it actually help?
I didn't understand a word she said to me. I just kept saying I couldn't breathe, and she hurt me in all kinds of ways. I think it helped. I don't know. Rick Haro tonight from Los Angeles. He's at the weekend festivities for the Chargers' first game at StubHub against the Dolphins, who haven't played since the early 70s. He's at 1040 East, 740 Vegas time. John McClain, the senator, at 11 Eastern tonight, actually from the Houston Chronicle, who gets tax breaks because he's got the same name. He's actually an NFL writer that plays the role of a senator on weekdays between 9 and 5 at the Capitol. With the Texans getting ready to take on the Bengals tomorrow night, they had a great day down in Houston with the revelations that their star linebacker, Brian Cushing, who I might add is a friend of mine, my buddy Cush, in all kinds of hot water, busted. 10 games for PEDs again. And his agent, it doesn't matter. The other story, it doesn't matter what his agent says. And it doesn't matter what Tom Savage's agent says. He's mad. He says it makes no sense that his quarterback was benched after 31 snaps. You got to admit, it was a disastrous 31 snaps. They didn't draft that kid, really, honestly, to sit for a few years, did they? Those days are over in the NFL where you draft some guy and make him sit for 3 years. Isn't that, like, over with and done? They've moved on from that. Guys get drafted, now they play. Andrew Luck's agent says there's no truth to the rumor that he wants out of Indianapolis. Has Andrew Luck done enough in this league to demand anything? We've had this argument on the show many times. A lot of people think he's the greatest quarterback in the NFL. I don't. I think he's good. And, you know, they certainly have won with him at quarterback. He's the reason they win, right? I'll give you that. He's won a lot of games. And then he's never done anything in the playoffs. But I think he's very capable of doing something. I would not want to play him, really, to be honest with you, in a playoff game. I think you got a 50-50 chance with him in a playoff game no matter what, right? Like, he's good. There's no doubt he's good, but I don't know about all these demands and everything. Is he really making demands that he wants out?
The agent says it's not true. The agent said that's not the case at all. Wants to stay in Indy. I mean, didn't he just sign some huge deal there a year ago? Enormous deal. Paid him a ton of cash.
How about these guys that sign these huge deals and like a day later they want out of them?
I don't think that he wants out of there.
The Indians today set a record by winning their 21st straight game, an American League record. They look to continue the streak tomorrow as they open a four-game series with the Royals at home. Will the Royals snap the streak this weekend? New Mexico coach Bob Davie is under investigation by the school for allegations of player mistreatment and a compromised drug testing program. So what are they saying, that his players are on drugs?
I guess that there was some things done improperly with the drug testing program, mistreating the players. Apparently, like, he doesn't speak to any of the players. Like,
do they go to the Brian Cushing drug testing center?
Very possible.
I think that Cush, I love him to death, honestly. I hate to say this, but he is my boy, and I love him. But I think he's been juicing since high school. Can you say that on the radio? Because, did you see him at USC? He looked like the Incredible Hulk when he was 18 years old. He looked like he could lift a car and throw it at his mother. Should have thrown it at his brother, though. I don't really understand why you would throw a vehicle at your mother. The UFC has stripped John Jones of his lightweight heavyweight title and given it back to Daniel Cormier because he's a Christian. With their fight being a no contest, there's no reason to hesitate any further. Cormier is the champion again, and no one believes that. Nothing like being the champ that no one believes in. He's like the champ after the guy fails drug tests.
Why wouldn't you just leave the title vacant? I mean, maybe Mafia. Why can't they just... Why do they have to put the belt back on him?
Why doesn't he just get a fight the next fight for the belt against somebody else?
Because he was the champion. Since the fight's a no contest, then he can't lose the belt if he didn't lose. So since the fight's no longer a loss for him, he has
to... You know what you sound like to me right now? Like one of the suits here with all the rules, okay? Can you play the drop with the rules thing for me? Because you sound like a program director right now. He'll get it eventually.
We don't believe in rules. Like, we gave them up when we started living like freaky beatniks.
I don't believe in rules. What was that, Mafia, that you have to follow the rules? Don't you think they should have to fight now? Like, let's see the guy fight somebody for the title. Forget about all the rules.
He fought Anthony Johnson, won the title, and defended it afterwards.
You know,
so he had the belt already.
Your problem is, and tell me I'm wrong, he likes chick fights. That's your problem.
I like all fights.
Shut up.
He likes to watch people beat each other up, which isn't a terrible thing. It's just, I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, I know technically the fight didn't happen, but we all watched the guy get his ass beat, didn't we? Didn't we see it?
The guy does cocaine and juices. And doesn't he hit and run people, too? Like, what hasn't he done criminally?
He's done everything, just about, except kill somebody.
That's coming at a theater near you soon. That'll be the next thing he does. And I wouldn't put any stock in anything else. I would actually bet on that happening. I would. I'm going to bet on him killing someone someday soon. Well, now isn't he, like, angry? Everyone's taking everything from him. He's going to blame everybody for his own mistakes. What a phony that guy was. Do you remember him going on TV for like a month and a half talking about he like found God and everything and he's a new man and all that other BS? I barely think he could take me in a fight. Like a thumb fight. Remember those? Like the thumb fights with the
more?
Yeah, like I got a tremendous reach with my thumb. But I'm not allowed to talk about my thumb on CBS. There's something about, I don't know, liquids. They said something about liquids and fingers. That's all. I went to a meeting one day. They made me go to this meeting, and I had to be here all day for like 12 hours, and some lawyer started talking about fingers, and the next thing I knew, they brought out some chicken wraps and some orange juice, and couldn't believe they brought out that tray of reefer for everybody. That was crazy. I'm glad I got pictures of that. I'm just kidding. There was no reefer. They did give us plants, though. Gardenias for the office. We needed to put them in the studio because the studio is like a landfill in here with all the garbage on the floor. All right, great show tonight. Very excited. I know how excited Carver High gets when Rick Haro comes on.
I love Rick. I wish I could travel as much as he does.
He's got his fingers crossed right now under the table. I love Haro. No one else loves Haro.
I can't wait to meet him one day.
Shut up!
Maybe at that Dolphin-Raider game.
So the entire Texans team is missing the game tomorrow for either juice or injuries or concussions. And they're starting a rookie quarterback, but they're playing Cincinnati. Sunday, 14 games. Philly, Kansas City, Minnesota, Pittsburgh are my favorites. Green Bay, Atlanta is the best game Sunday night. College football Saturday, my favorite games. Clemson, Louisville, Tennessee, Florida, LSU, Mississippi State. Tons of baseball all week. Get every pick, every game, every sport, every day. Boxing and MMA as well. Daily fantasy. We got four football rosters a week. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Great price, $35 a month. Killer results. I hit winners like no one else. Go sign up. You're going to love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS. It's 4227 to get on the show. All you have to do is grab the phone, call us, talk. And I got to go back to the Cushing thing. So 10 games for PEDs. His lawyer said he will not appeal. That's because he did it. And then he's going to lose $4 million. They could recoup his signing bonus as well. He was suspended for four games in 2010 for testing positive for HCG, a fertility drug that was on the NFL's banned substances list. So back then, remember, he said he was taking a fertility drug. Meanwhile, I got to tell you, just so you know, he has a big family. Like, he's got all kinds of kids crawling all over him. Listen, it's so hard for me, you know, to do this because I know him and I'm friends with him and his mom and dad and everything. Like, you understand? Like, I'm not going to act like I'm best friends with him, but I'm definitely friends with him, Mafia. You know that's true. And would you say that?
Yeah, absolutely. He's been coming on since USC.
Do I know his dad and mom? I know his dad really well.
You do, yeah. I see him at the gym from time to time.
So I have been friends with the family for a long time, whatever. And so it's really hard for me to do this, but... it is what it is. You know, you cannot avoid these realities. I think he's finished in the NFL. I really do. I hate to say it because I think they're going to cut him. That's my gut feeling. I think he's never lived up to the numbers that he had back in the day when he was coming out of USC and he was like rookie of the year, and then they did the revote and he kept his award. This is after he got busted, right? Here he is, like... 2009, he was the AP Defensive Rookie of the Year. And then because of his suspension, the next year they re-voted and he kept the award. But the bottom line is that now he's been busted again. So here's to everyone wondering if he's been doing it the whole time, right? And you know they test him, but there's ways around it, right? So, like... premeditated testing where you know it's coming or whatever, you know when it's coming, when it's going to happen and everything like that. Is that not like a problem? Like they skirt around it if they know when it's happening, right? And so if he's been doing it all along, is that a question that you would ask? A lot of people think that he's been doing it since USC. There's even more people that think that he's been doing it since high school in New Jersey, right? So, I mean, when you saw him at USC, when he played there, he was literally, I said earlier on the show, he's the size of the Incredible Hulk. Was he not? There's pictures of him on the internet tonight that are just scary looking of when he was really young, and he was just gigantic. He looked like a bodybuilder when he was playing football, right? And now I think that after he got busted today, first of all, he was already out, right, with a concussion.
Yeah, he was going to miss some time with a concussion. So I think what you said is going to happen. They're going to let this thing ride out, maybe put him on IR when the suspension's over with the concussion, and just get rid of him at the end of the year. That's it. Shut the door. I don't think he'll ever play for them again.
I don't even think they'll wait till then. I just think that maybe they'll wait for this to blow over for a few days. And eventually, just in, you know, they got 10 weeks, they'll get rid of him. I agree with you that he's not. I'll be shocked if he plays for them again. What are they going to do? Inject him back into the lineup in week 12? Like, what's the point? They'll have moved on so far from him, it's not even funny. So I said to Mafia, like, coming into work, did I not say this? Like, he's made a ton of money. He's signed a new deal, everything. He's made a fortune playing for them. He's signed, locked in. I know for a fact, no one in Houston will admit this, nor will he, but I know for a fact he wanted to leave there and play for the Giants. He wanted to come home, and that's all there is to it. And he was, from what I was told, miserable there in the last couple of years playing for this O'Brien guy. And now he's been busted again for drugs. And, I mean, it just sounds like the end of a bad movie, doesn't it? Like, Mafia, do you think he'll ever play for them again? What do you think is going to happen to Brian Cushing? Do you think he's finished in the NFL?
I do. I think, you know, now you got the second violation against you. You missed 10 games. You know, if you ever get caught again, you're missing a whole season. I think anybody's going to take that risk. He's going to be 31 before next year starts. I think people are going to be like, you know what? Bust it twice. See you later. Not worth it. They're going to go with some young kid instead.
Let's go to E in Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, number one fan calling right here.
Sweet.
You are awesome. You rock. Mafia rocks. Carver High rocks.
See that?
Appreciate you, gentlemen, very much.
Thank you.
I had two comments. First of all, anything you hear about Cushing is fake news. He is awesome. Ride or die, faithful to the end, he is the best. I don't believe any of it. But just saying that, I mean, I know things happen in the NFL. My other comment is regarding conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory is that, you know, once you admit or once you are on the concussion protocol, that the NFL will double up on testing you for drugs. That means that if you're on the concussion protocol, you are more likely to be tested, drug tested, et cetera. And that's going to discourage you from making such claims. So I think Cushing was targeted because he was on the concussion protocol, or it's possible.
Okay, listen, I think it's fantastic that you love the show and everything, but what you're saying to me is absurd, okay? So what you're suggesting is that when a guy's on a concussion list, that's the time to drug test them when they're concussed and they can't play anyway? One has nothing to do with the other. This guy got popped because he failed a PED drug test that every player is taking now in the NFL. And since he's already been popped, he gets to take it more often than others. And they busted him again, pure and simple. So the talk about conspiracy theories and that you don't believe anything that you're hearing about Brian Cushing, that it's all fake news, it's about as fake as his lawyer saying he's guilty and he's not going to appeal because he's busted, flat, cold busted on PED use for a second time. He's sitting 10 weeks, done. He's finished. He got caught, and he's admitting it. He's already apologized to everyone. You don't do that when you're not guilty. You don't come out an hour later and say, I apologize to my fans, the team, the organization, my teammates, and everyone involved. I've humiliated everyone. I'm sorry. And the lawyer says, we're not appealing. He failed the drug test. It has nothing to do with a concussion. He's had multiple concussions in his career. The guy plays at a violent high-speed rate. So I don't buy anything you're saying to me, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate you.
Not only that, these tests aren't done where they do the test this week and all of a sudden it's back by Wednesday. This test was done weeks ago, probably during the preseason or, you know, early in training camp, maybe even during the summer. This isn't something they just did this week now that he got a concussion.
What she said about when you're in concussion protocol, this is when they swoop in and drug test you. They drug test you whenever they want. They drug test you in preseason, mid-season, early season, late season, off season. What do you think? They do whatever they want, and he got popped. It's as simple as that.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
It's time to ask the pros. You get to ask me a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link. CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweet us at CBSSportsRadio with the hashtag AskThePros. If I pick yours in the last hour of the show tonight, we'll overnight you to your home. You'll get it first thing tomorrow. A case of absolutely nothing.
You get nothing.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're going to get better parts, better prices every day. We'll have the parts you need to get the job done right with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And the store is well-trained professionals standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. 855-212-4 CBS to get on the bench. Rick Caro is out in Lipstick City getting ready for the StubHub opening football game with the Chargers and Dolphins on Sunday this weekend. There's a lot happening there. He's our sports business insider and legal analyst on the bench. And I want to ask him first, Rick, talk about that. I know you've heard about it, that like mad Charger fan that has bought this electronic billboard right near the stadium that's going to all week long. He's posting these electronic ads slamming the NFL for stealing the Chargers from San Diego.
If we're only that simple, you know, I would buy an ad saying that the Hurricanes got hosed against Ohio State in that national championship interference overtime game.
Yeah.
That stuff doesn't work. I mean, it's a nice thing, but it just doesn't work. And so there's a lot of publicity, but you know that mad fan should have turned into 2 or 3 or 40,000 voters to get a new stadium done. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about closing Qualcomm Stadium. San Diego State has one more year to play there or get its deal done. And it may be the largest city in the country without any major stadium because the city can't afford the upkeep if nobody's going to be there. And the interesting thing, obviously, is the StubHub Center in Carson, 30,000 seats, but it's got to be up to NFL specs. So I'm going to get there early, kind of walk around and see what happens. And, you know, for the Dolphins, as we know, they don't have a home game until October 8th because of Irma, and then the Saints' home game is in London. And so they could get off to a terrible start, but obviously we don't hope so.
So, Ricardo in L.A., I got to ask you, I mean, that is just terrible that they don't play in Miami until a month from now. I got to ask you, because you mentioned Irma and the London games, so take me back to Irma, if you will, and I spoke with you basically on Friday when you went in there. You had flown back and gone in there to save your wife and to get out of Dodge. What ended up happening in, like, Jupiter to, you know, your neighborhood and your home, and what was the aftermath of the storm?
Yeah, well, thanks for the question. So, yeah, I wanted to save my wife, my marriage, and my 5 TV sets in my office. So we bundled them all up. It was like 80 miles an hour. Storm surge hit Jacksonville. Storm surge hit the southwest coast, decimated the Keys. But the wobbles didn't correspond with the hardest part of the storm for us. And I'm really, really lucky. Been through a lot of hurricanes. This one looked worse than any of them. And it was for a lot of people, not for me. Went down the street yesterday. Power came on. Justin Thomas's house looks pretty good. Ricky Fowler's house looks pretty good. So I got on a plane and I said, okay, now I'm going to go to work. So my work this week is there's a Sonoma Napa auto race, open wheel, which is kind of interesting. Then Texas USC on Saturday night, and then the Dolphins. So it is work.
Do you remember when Texas and USC mattered, like the football game itself? Because I think USC's back, but Texas isn't.
Yeah, and you remember what it mattered? It was at the Rose Bowl just up the road with Vince Young, and I was just remembering how important that was. I was talking to the SID a few minutes ago. He said that the media is off the charts. It's more credentials than ever. Well, I don't know why, because it's USC, as you just said, is playing a team that lost to Maryland, for God's sake. And I guess the game is okay with history and tradition. And by the way, the other thing about this weekend is that kind of under the radar with no real drama, but L.A. probably gets the 2028 Olympics officially. They have that bid process in Lima, Peru, and all they do is ratify the contract now. There's no drama attached to it. Paris gets 2024. So that building becomes the opening ceremony building, and we're really going to get an Olympics. So this weekend is kind of a celebration here in L.A.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm barely going to be able to hold my breath waiting for 2028.
Well, you may not be around in 2028. I think you're going
to That's right.
Be, but we're not really sure. Pharrellavision is going to be off the charts. How's that?
I believe that. Let me ask you one other question about Los Angeles and San Diego. The Rams start was incredible, but nobody went to the game. And then the Chargers start was incredible in that the kid got frozen and then they blocked the extra point in Denver. And then the L.A. pro football scene is off to a bizarre start. Great look by the Rams, but no one goes to the game. And then the San Diego edge of the story is this. The angle I'm looking for is it's the most wonderful city it really is to live in or to go to or to surf or to golf or just a vacation. It is the most magnificent place, San Diego. I can't even believe how badly, honestly, that they've butchered that city and turned it into a baseball-only town. I'm surprised they even have that there.
Well, yeah, and Petco Park means they'll have baseball there for a while. But when you divide the number of people, millions, by the number of teams, it's the kind of most out-of-whack city in the country. No winter sports, no basketball. I remember the Clippers moved up the road. No hockey. They've never had an NHL team. And so they're not getting an NFL team back. And it's just a classic case of a lack of facility. That's all it is. It has really nothing to do with the market. So, you know, anybody that wants to fly planes or streamers or billboards or handouts, great. But the time has come and gone, and now we're packing a Chargers group into 30,000 seats, and they'll have 2 years of really bad economics until they move into the new stadium.
All right, let's serve in volley on the 15 to watch and the sports tech issues of the week. The NFL, the gold standard with sports leagues, but everybody, all the players, everybody got in on it. It would appear to me the Irma and just everything about the NFL brand, it just makes money, even if it's in terms of charity. Whatever they do, it's just gold.
Whatever they do is gold. The e-poll polling market research firm said it's still light years ahead of all other leagues, even though other leagues might be closing the gap, concussions, labor, all of that stuff. But and probably a fairly non-entertaining first week, but yet when they set their mind to it, not just J.J. Watt raising $30 million for Harvey, but everybody. And so the NFL is first rate when it comes to charity, there is no doubt.
Tom Brady ended up with the highest awareness among his peers. Larry Fitzgerald, the most appealing player. Sloane Stephens won the U.S. Open. How about that fat check she made?
Fat check, by the way. She for this year's earnings, they stood at $310,000 before this event. Now they're at $4.5 million and $8 million career earnings, and she was way out of the rankings 11 months ago. Surgery, amazing gut check, and now she's got the kind of superstar face of tennis, including some major endorsement deals underway with Under Armour, and she's the girlfriend of Josie Altidore, which certainly doesn't hurt.
Yeah. And still nobody cares about her. Dak Prescott is got a portfolio that's rocking these days.
Yeah, and, you know, he's playing well, but playing the Giants. By the way, the only good thing about having no cable this last week is I was not able to watch the Giants or the Jets, which, you know, spare me. So, right? But the Giants, you know, the Cowboys just beat the heck out of them. So AT&T, Frito-Lay, Pepsi, Beats by Dre, Campbell's, Chunky Soup, 7-Eleven. It's all Dak Prescott. He's the All-American guy. He overcame some amazing adversity, so the sky's the limit for him.
How about this guy, Les Alexander, sold the Rockets for 27 times what he bought them for?
Yeah, interesting story. The guy's name is Tillman Fertitta. He is the CEO of Landry's, which is that restaurant chain. In 1993, he offered $81 million. Les Alexander offered $85 million, bought the Rockets. Now the guy wants him still. 25 years later, he spends $2.2 billion. The league's going to approve it. 27 times the return on investment for Les Alexander. It is an amazing country.
And Fertitta owns the Golden Nugget as well, casinos. Little Caesars Arena opening in Detroit. That's big news.
Yeah, for the big news for the Pistons. Big news for the Red Wings, big news for downtown Detroit. And so this is a classic example, by the way. I don't think the Pistons are for sale. But the other thing about Fertitta is that as that number raises, look for Prokhorov, look for some other guys to say this is the time we unload our franchise. If you can get $2 billion for it and the basis was $100 million, $200 million, let's do it. So the Pistons is just a good example of a new arena opening, but look for some sales down the road also.
The Warriors didn't pay the bill for their championship parade, I heard.
Yeah, well, Ray Ritter, the VP of Communications, says that they've got to shell it all out and figure out what the payment is. Yeah, but he said originally $4 million to cover the cost. The city sent $1 million bill to the team on July 19. As of August 18, the due date still hasn't been paid. Listen, they'll get it figured out, but there will be no love lost between the city of Oakland and the Warriors for the next couple of years until that new arena is done on the Bay in San Francisco. And so the relationship's going to get worse and worse with every new brick on the other side of the Bay.
The Marlins are going to cut payroll in a big way with a new ownership group with Jeter and company?
Well, yeah, and you know what? That's really kind of tough for Miami. They're in the playoff race, but not really. 25 to 32 million bucks for each in the next 10 seasons for Stanton alone. They may cut it to as low as 55 million if he's traded and 85 million if he's not. But the Marlins are losing 50 million bucks a year, and the Jeter group, Bruce Sherman, bid and won, whatever winning means, $1.3 billion. So you got to figure out how to control the bleeding while you stabilize the franchise.
Rick Haro in L.A. Let's move ahead to Zach LaVine. His name is popping in Chicago in terms of endorsement opportunities.
Well, yeah, but by default, because, you know, the guy's recovering from injury. He's at the end of his deal with Nike. He's looking at Li-Ning, Anta, Peak, all of the shoe wear, including shoes that really do work as opposed to, you know, some that a lot of players don't think of. And here's the most important qualities, two of them. One is he's in Chicago, and second, his name is LaVine and not LaVar. So stay away from ball. If he stays away from the balls, he'll be okay.
All right. Tell me about this gambling addiction problem in the UK with the Premier League, and they're going to stop having jersey sponsors tied in with gambling?
Well, they're making noises about it, but they're not going to stop it because it's money. Half of the 20 clubs that comprise the EPL have kit deals, jersey deals, sleeve deals that include betting firms, and that's big money. It's up to $20 million a year. And, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. They can't stuff it back in. There are some people that say, let's not do this, but they should have figured that out 5 years ago.
Top tech story. My favorite is the Alex Smith helmet. What's that new helmet he was wearing?
Well, he thinks it's going to help revolutionize concussion saviors, and it's called the VC01. It was ranked first out of 33 helmets tested by the NFL. The guy's wearing them. He said he's had a little history of head concussions, but with the proven means of maybe reducing concussions, this helmet may lead to more safety. Can't guarantee it, but it's another example of the science trying to stay ahead of sports.
All right, Rick, have a good time at the Dolphins game in Los Angeles at the StubHub Center. It'll be interesting being at an NFL game with 30,000 people there in a stadium that's full.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'll let you know. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Rick Haro in Los Angeles tonight with our sports business report. 855-212-4CBS is the number to get on the bench. Coming up, John McClain. We're going to talk to him from the Houston Chronicle about Brian Cushing and certainly Tom Savage getting benched, Deshaun Watson, and we'll preview the Texans game in Cincinnati tomorrow night on CBS Thursday Night Football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.